Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Compliance Week's podcasts. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer at Compliance Week, and today we're placing our focus on China. As multinational companies grapple with growing bribery, corruption, and other scenarios from doing business in China, they are starting to feel the effects of a new ramp-up of Chinese privacy and data protection laws. They can complicate information gathering in the world's largest marketplace. The risk of noncompliance was spotlighted recently with news that the principals of a corporate investigations firm, China Wise, were arrested by authorities and charged with purchasing personal identity information on Chinese citizens. Its criminal laws forbid government agencies from sharing personal information, and those who purchase this information can be prosecuted if they misuse it. Privacy lawyers at Morrison & Foerster have been closely watching China's emerging data security regime and spoke to us about the challenges this raises for the many companies doing business there. Speaking to us today are Miriam Wugmeister, a partner based in New York, Paul McKenzie, a partner based in Beijing, and Dan Levison, a partner working in Singapore. McKenzie gave us an overview of the current climate from his office in China.
It is an interesting time in China for people watching the development of privacy law rules. Data privacy protection has been a legislative priority for several years in China. Various legislation has been promulgated that includes basic obligations of parties that hold personal information to keep the information confidential and to limit the scope of permitted use of the information, including industry-specific regulations governing banks, telecommunications companies, and credit rating agencies. China amended its criminal law in 2009 to make the buying and selling of certain kinds of personal data a criminal offense. China's tort liability law, which came into effect in 2010, recognized a right to privacy and created a private right of action for breaches. While China has not yet passed omnibus legislation to govern data protection similar to certain other jurisdictions like Japan, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Korea, it has had draft legislation under discussion since 2005 and recently adopted a set of non-binding standards associated with the handling of personal data stored in electronic form. China has recently tightened rules applicable to personal data collected online, and as has been widely reported in the international press, Chinese authorities have pursued a number of high-profile prosecutions of alleged breaches of the criminal provisions governing data protection. So it's a very active field at the moment, and we've been watching it for some years.
We asked Wugmeister about how China's privacy laws and new enforcement and sanctions are challenging companies that do business there.
The good news is that if companies do have approach to taking into account global privacy norms, if those are applied to a U.S. company's activities in China, those companies will be in pretty good shape on a going forward basis.
How does this relate to corruption investigations and FCPA concerns? Speaking from Singapore, Levison shared his thoughts.
A corruption investigation will involve allegations of providing some kind of improper benefit to a company or individual. Government records such as corporate registrations, ownership of real property, bank records, and other kinds of records that may contain personal information are often helpful in determining beneficial ownership and clarify who may be providing or receiving a benefit. Where potential criminal sanctions attached to obtaining that kind of information, these types of investigations may be more difficult to conduct effectively. A lesson to be learned may be that just like you should vet any third party that's acting on your behalf, you should perform some diligence on any company that's assisting with a due diligence exercise and confirm that the work that they're doing for you complies with applicable legal and ethical rules. Something else that this highlights is often when companies are investigating anti-corruption violations, they're very much focused on the law of the U.S. or the U.K., and they may neglect local law considerations. And apart from substantive anti-bribery law requirements, which may be more stringent than those provided by the FCPA or the UK Bribery Act, local laws relating to privacy and data protection, state secrets, and labor and employment rules may also be implicated, and failure to heed local law may create independent legal risk. These these requirements shape how information that companies determine that they need to conduct an investigation is collected, stored, transferred, and used. And the scope of information that can be collected may also be affected. The complexities of these process issues should not be underestimated, and there will likely be significant impact on investigation timeline and costs. China is not unique in this respect. Those experienced with conducting cross-border investigations in countries in Europe and an increasing number of other jurisdictions are well aware of these challenges.
Leveson also addressed the impact of China's new approach to privacy issues for companies looking to vet potential M&A deals and joint venture partnerships.
Increased sensitivity of with respect to personal data potentially makes M&A and similar kinds of diligence exercises into potential business partners more challenging, just as they do in the FCPA kinds of investigations that I discussed earlier. However, in an M&A diligence, it's generally feasible to obtain information directly from the target or from third parties with consent of the target, and personal data obtained with an individual's consent doesn't usually carry the same kind of legal risks. But what we're seeing really seems to be a part of a trend, and that it's become generally more challenging for companies to obtain information that they need to have to perform adequate diligence and evaluate risk. For example, in the wake of some highly publicized securities litigation in the U.S., corporate registration information in China has become increasingly difficult to obtain. So we're really seeing this as part of a general trend.
What advice is there for companies doing business in China amid this climate? What steps can they take to protect themselves? Wugmeister has a few suggestions.
Sort of the takeaway for all companies doing business in China is that privacy and data protection should be taken into consideration no matter what activity you're doing if it relates to personal information. So whether it's an M&A deal, whether it's collecting information for a litigation, whether it's dealing with your employees, whether it's collecting information from customers, data protection and privacy should be a fundamental core compliance issue that every company, whether it's a multinational or a local company, focuses on and starts to think about implementing into the just day-to-day bread and butter issues that the company in China thinks about. There should be training, there should be policies, there should be privacy impact assessments, there should be audits, just all the things that we would expect to see in a mature environment in which privacy and data protection are fundamental to the way in which the company operates. That should be the way organizations approach the collection and use and sharing of personal information in China, just like in the 90 other countries that have omnibus privacy laws.
That's all the time we have today. We'd like to thank Morrison & Forster partners Miriam Wugmeister, Paul McKenzie, and Dan Leveson for their insight. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.